Episode 682, Gratitude Wins.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy, happy day, ladies. How are you? Can you believe we are only a couple days away from Thanksgiving? Yes, do you have your turkey ready? Is it already stuffed? Have you de-thawed it? I was in the store, actually, and one of the clerks there said, I haven't even gotten my turkey yet. And jokingly, I told her, I said, well, it'll be all thawed for you by the time you really need to pick it up. And she just laughed. Hopefully, I made her day just a little bit better because she looked a bit frazzled, to say the least. I hope your day is going really, really well. I know probably things are coming close to being like, oh my gosh, I just have to put these special, you know, touches on, and I don't know that I'm going to get it all done, but I know I've got to do something. I want you to take a big, deep breath, including me, because my day has been crazy too. And I want you to know how much gratitude wins. Every day should be filled with gracious thankfulness. When we remove the judgment facade and enter his gates with thanksgiving, gratitude wins. You win. Why is it that we need a declared holiday to remind us the importance of thanksgiving? Gratitude wins. I got to take you back on a little history journey here. So bear with me. And yes, this is all related to the United States here. So if you're in another country, bear with me, all right? In 1621, the Plymouth colonists came along with the Indians and they shared an autumn harvest feast. For more than two centuries, a day of Thanksgiving was celebrated. It was in 1789, though, that George Washington issued the first Thanksgiving proclamation. And then in 1863, during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed Thanksgiving Day to be held every November. Now, why is it that we have to wait for a holiday to be grateful? Why do we have to wait for that? It's like we forget our banners for the rest of the year. Or it's only during the holiday season between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And the rest of it's like, oh, we're just going to focus on ourselves. The focus is not necessarily the time in which Thanksgiving became a national holiday. It's more important how you are using gratitude in your daily walk. Are you using gratitude? Is it a part of your language? The words that come out of your mouth, the look in your eyes, the way you carry yourself and present yourself to others. If you think way back when, life was complicated in those times, but simple compared to our times today. Instead of stuffing our lives with gratitude, we are stuffing our schedules, trying to cram every bit of the must-dos and must-haves. We're trying to, just like we're stuffing that turkey. We got to get it all in there because we don't want to lose one little morsel. It's goodness. But you see, the goodness comes from gratitude. Gratitude wins. If you're sitting here worried about stuffing your schedule, making yourself even busier than what you already are, how's that working for you? Are you getting everything done? Do you feel like you're on top of the world every single time you check off something on that to-do list? Well, I want to tell you a story. I went to the gas station to pay the clerk, and the clerk stopped me and commented on my eyes. He went on to say how sparkly and bright they were. He said that he has never seen them any eyes like this glisten before. He even told the other clerk to look carefully. Now, you got to admit, I felt a little strange standing there with these two guys, both younger than me, talking about my glistening eyes. But hear me out here. His comment made me pause and think. It wasn't because he was trying to flatter me. Oh, no. I truly believe he saw gratitude within me. You see, just an hour or so before that, I had finished the last minute shopping. After going through three stores that I had visited, I knew it would be a little crazy. So I prepared myself mentally as I went out into the real world. No matter what aisle I turned down, all I saw was grumpy looks on people's faces, the shoppers, the workers. And yet a time of Thanksgiving and family was approaching rapidly. Where was their gratitude? Where was their hopefulness? What was filling them from the inside out? They just looked so empty, yet their baskets were full. It really kind of broke my heart. So I made it a point to smile at each person. I greeted the workers and I thanked them for their hard work, especially the greeter at Walmart who was stocking shelves. You see, I met him there looking for my whole green beans. And he was down there on both knees, reaching far, far back because the shelves were beginning to get bare. And I mentioned to him, I said, this is the time you love, right? You're on your knees pulling out things. You can't stock them fast enough for us to take them. And he just kind of smiled at me. And as he smiled, I could tell that this really wasn't his forte. And he turned to me and looked and said, you know, I'm just the one who greets people who come in with a smile. He goes, this isn't my job. And I turned back to him and said, I want you to know today, sir, that I appreciate your hard work. I went ahead and got the rest of my vegetables that I needed. And he turned back to me and said, thank you, ma'am. You have a beautiful day. I tell you this story not to put me on a pedestal, but there are so many days that I've been the scowling one. But to you today, I want to tell you that story as a reminder that gratitude wins. As I was walking down one of those aisles, there's this sweet old lady dressed in this bright, gorgeous purple. And it was, I don't know if it was actually like a coat. It didn't appear to be a coat. And she had on these big mittens. And they were huge. And we were in the bread aisle. And the loaf that she wanted fell to the floor. Now, one thing I have forgotten to tell you is that she was sitting in one of those automatic driving little cart things. And I don't know how disabled she was, but I saw it fall to the ground and there were three other people around me and I immediately stopped my cart and I went up and I grabbed the bread for her and I said, ma'am, is this the bread loaf that you want? And she said, yes. And I graciously laid it in her cart. And she said, thank you so much for your help. She goes, these mittens are doing me no good, but it is just so cold in here. And I paused for a moment and smiled back at her. And I said, ma'am, have a wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving. And she smiled so big, as if she had never been greeted like that before. How are you running your days? Are you running your days not looking at the person who's right in front of you? That opportunity to impact, you see, gratitude wins, not just for them, but for you. That's what the clerk saw in my eyes, a sparkle of gratitude. It had nothing to do with how I did my makeup or whether my hair was like as straight as a board and I'd just gotten out of the wind because I filled my gas tank up. No, what he saw was gratitude. Today, I want you to find a moment to thank those who have served you. Put on your gratitude cape and let your eyes sparkle. And I want to leave you with this. Psalm 100, verse 4 through 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Give thanks today. Be God's presence on this earth today for someone else. You don't have to necessarily go up and hug someone because I know some of us are not the touchy-feely ones. If you are, be bold. And give somebody a hug who needs one. But just a sweet smile, a pause, a thank you goes a long way. Gratitude does win. I pray you have an extraordinary day. Go out and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.